Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Trying to shatter a record for the most number of upset picks in week one. Tolos, the number is set at 150. Can we get there? Text us your name, your game, and the spread in the Wire to Wire Upset Picks Challenge. Very simply, go to ESPN.com, find a game where you think the betting underdog will win the game outright, and then text us at 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663. Your name, the game, and the spread. You're playing for the outright win, not beating the spread. Tell us who you got here in week one of this challenge. Cole trying to hit 150. That would be huge.
Well, and we will, by the way.
We will hit it. We need about, if we want to stay on pace, we need to hit about 50, 55 picks today. Today. So Tolos, if you haven't gotten your week one picks in yet, I know some of you are probably now starting to wait for injury reports. Maybe you're waiting for South Carolina to release their depth chart, which I don't know. I haven't checked to see if they've done it in the last hour and a half to 2 hours. But earlier in the week, Shane Beamer said, I'm not going to do it. He actually called Brent Pry and said, hey, Brent, coach, all due respect, but you get nothing from me and you're going to like it. You're not getting my lineup. So still going to wait and see on who's going to actually be starting for South Carolina here in week one. But it is not a conference game, so they don't have to disclose any injury reports, any specific information like that. So off to the races. Here we go. It's Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. 844-FAN-PHONE is how you can call in and text in throughout the show today. And we have a big one for you coming up in the very next segment. The States segment with Jordan Kay of the State newspaper. We're going to talk South Carolina Gamecocks with Jordan. We also have the head coach of the Furman Paladins, Clay Hendricks, joining us at 6:20 today. That's going to be awesome. He's going to be coming off the practice field just to take our phone call. We appreciate the time that he gives us every single week. Of course, we'll talk about this. Ooh, this what would have been a wild story with Dawn Staley. After she interviewed for the New York Knicks job, why she chose not to take it, what maybe attracted her to the job. Obviously, we know what attracts her to the job. It's a great franchise. It's a great team, and it would have been a lot of money. So that's why you take that job. But we'll get into all of it throughout the show today. Tolos, jump in the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube. Already got 31 of you Tolos in there. JB is watching the stream. A bunch of others as well. Make sure you drop a comment. Let us know that you're listening to the show. Cole, let's get into this. You know, we have pretty much exhaustively covered predictions and prognostications and what we think might happen in these games, what the keys to victory might be. See, like this, honestly, to me, is the worst time of year to do sports radio. These last two or three days, because you've talked about it ad nauseum for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 months. And like, we're right there. It's like, how many more ways Can you skin a cat?
Yeah.
You can't. So you got to go a little off-road. You got to go a little rogue with content here. But we're about to get into actual games to talk about. As a matter of fact, we got a game kicking off at 5:30 this afternoon.
2 hours. Just over 2 hours from now. Boise State, man. South Florida. I'm ready. It will be on the TVs here in the studio. We're ready. And the countdown is on, man. I love it.
Can't wait. We got a lot of Tolos getting their picks in. I see you there, play-by-play JB. RJ, he's taking UNC plus 3.5 over North Carolina. I see you there, Jacob in Spartanburg, Michael in Simpsonville, and Corn Chip as well. Appreciate you guys getting it going right out of the gate, Cole. But 2025, man, hopefully it's going to be a big year for college football, not only in some good football games, but maybe we'll see a couple of big-time records go down this season. Could it be, do you think it's possible that we might see some records going down? And I have a big question for you in this segment. If a player balls out at a lower level and then moves up, you know, say a guy was a monster at UConn and he transfers to Maryland, or he's a depth guy at Penn State and he transfers to Ball State where he absolutely balls out, puts up gigantic, gaudy numbers. Should those numbers still count in the all-time college football records?
In a lower division, you're asking?
Yeah, if you put up like, you know, 3 1,500-yard seasons as a running back at Ball State, and then you transfer to Michigan State for a year, shouldn't there be like a little asterisk next to it? Like, you did it. You had some great games, but you did it against weak competition.
I think it should be broken up by level. I mean, it's real simple. I mean, yeah, you can have the asterisk beside it, but whatever level of football it was played at, that's what the record was broken at. I mean, you're not adding numbers of yardage or the number of yardage from level to level. If you got 754 yards at one level, that's and then you moved up to another level, that's where it stopped. You no longer have 754 yards.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting, and what's funny is I think program records are basically a thing of the past. Like, single-season records is basically the only thing that's going to matter. You know, nobody's going to care, or nobody's going to be approaching records like the all-time passing yards at South Carolina or the all-time passing or running back yards at Clemson. I'm not trying to, you know, bash on either one of those teams. I'm just saying we got so many transfers now that you're there for a year, maybe two. You're probably not going to approach the records that guys set back in the 90s and the 2000s when they would stick around at a school for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So Cole, some big records that could be on blast this year. Here's kind of the reason why I asked that question is Trey Moore. You probably don't know who Trey Moore is. He's playing for the Texas Longhorns this year. He played for them last year. This is his senior season. But he was at UT San Antonio before that, where he put up a ton of sack numbers. He got a lot of sacks at UTSA. Moved up to Texas last year, and obviously that fell pretty considerably. But Trey Moore has a chance to break the all-time college football sacks record set by Jalen Ferguson, another guy whose name I don't know, who had 45 career stats. And Trey Moore enters the 2025 season with 27.5 sacks, meaning he would need just a gigantic sack number this year. He would need 18 to break the record, but he had 14 in 2023 at UTSA. So he can do it. He can put up big numbers.
Yeah, and it's the same level, though, right? I mean, he's not necessarily jumping up from...
Well, I mean, he's jumping up from G5 to
Power 4. Yeah, and I don't have a problem with that. If it's G5 to Power 4, I consider that the same level of football, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's G5, but like if you're going from FCS to FBS, that's where I was talking about a minute ago. There should be some kind of division line. But no, I mean, for this guy... G5, I mean, UTSA, yeah, they're not playing the SEC, no doubt, but still, what he accomplished is pretty incredible, especially if he can break that record.
So 14 in 2023, he would have to beat that by 4 at Texas. And that's, I mean, if you're at Clemson maybe because you're playing a week schedule, week in and week out, I think it's distinctly possible that you could hit a record like that. But, you know, going up against offensive linemen in the SEC, you ain't getting 18 sacks. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's be tough.
Here's another one, Cole. Name you probably know, Jeremiah Smith, the Ohio State wide receiver. He is targeting Ohio State's single-season receiving yard record set by David Boston in 1998 at 1435 and for touchdowns set by Terry Glenn in 1995 at 17. I think Jeremiah Smith probably going to break that record this year. His freshman year last year had 1,315 yards. So all he needs is another 120 yards this season, and he breaks the receiving yards number.
That's insane.
And I had it, but I lost it here. The number of touchdowns that he scored last year, I think he has a chance to beat that as well, man, because if Julian Sain can get him the ball, that dude's going to get it in the end zone.
That's crazy to me that it's as low. Like, that record, yeah, it's impressive, but you're telling me that...
That's the Ohio State record.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Ohio State record? I mean, single season receiving yards, David Boston, 1998. That's who right now currently has it. Is that right?
Correct.
Single season. He had 1,401 season. So, yeah, I mean, super impressive, but I'm honestly surprised that there's not any more recent guys knocking on that door. Of course, going to happen. It might happen in the first game, right? Could. Two weeks maybe it'll take? Maybe 3 weeks is all it'll take? But, no, that one will no doubt for sure happen.
I'm looking to see if there's even an Ohio State receiver anywhere near the top of the list on the national stage. Mm. The number that Jeremiah Smith needs to hit to get there is gargantuan. That number set by Trevor Inslee at Nevada in 1999 is 2,000 yards. So he's almost 700 yards away.
That is insane.
Trying to do that with a freshman quarterback. That's going to be tough.
That's tough. I mean, that's for anybody, for any receiver, 2,000 yards in one season. That's the all-time record you set across
the all-time, yeah.
That's impressive, 2,000 yards. I don't know that that'll ever be touched. I don't know that it'll ever be done.
The receiving touchdowns mark, by the way, all time, all of college football, it's Troy Edwards at Louisiana Tech, who received 27 touchdowns in 1998. Number two on that list, maybe you know this guy. His name is Randy Moss.
Yeah, 25. I've heard of that name. Yeah.
So there you go. That's a very easily will break the Ohio State record. Not easily, but very possibly could break the Ohio State record this year. It's going to be tough to break any kind of a national record because I guess what's interesting is when you look at a lot of these stats, the stat leaders were at the G5 schools because the defenses were just not there, right? You had guys that had freakish offensive talent at running back, at receiver, at quarterback, and they were just better than everybody else around them. It's kind of that midway point between high school football when there's like one or two, maybe three Division I athletes on a team every year, and you know, Power 4, Power 5, where you're loaded with those kind of guys. Yeah. So all it took was like one really freakishly talented guy. And obviously, Randy Moss, he had to bounce around a couple of different schools before he even ended up at Marshall. It's Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Keep those upset picks coming, 844-326-3663. I don't know if this one is going to get broken this year, Cole. Currently, Florida holds the lead of the total number of consecutive games where they were not shut out on the scoreboard. And you're going to say there's no way. Florida has to have been shut out at some point since then. But Florida leads the country at 462 consecutive games
without being shut out. That's impressive.
It's crazy. Well,
the only thing is, I would like to know, I don't know if you have the second and third place behind them. But
I do.
How far behind them are those? Because that's incredible numbers.
TCU is, God, I'm bad at math here, 45 games back.
That's still not bad, though.
TCU has not been blanked in 407 games. So what does that mean as far as a date-wise? Florida has not been held scoreless since October 29th, 1988.
That's incredible. Whew. That's a lot of football games not held scoreless.
Right.
I would have never realized that.
You would think that, you know, Florida, you know, they've struggled the last couple of years, and they would have been held scoreless by Bama, LSU, Georgia, somebody like that. That's not the case.
That's
not the case. Yeah. Here's another one, Cole. I bet you I could give you 100 guesses and you couldn't tell me who holds the career pass completion percentage record in college football.
Pass completion record.
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Yes, completed pass percentage.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Tolos, if you know, if you think you know, text in 844-326-3663. Who currently holds, and don't Google it, don't cheat,
yeah.
Who holds the passer completion percentage record?
Highest completion percentage ever.
I can tell you what the number is, but I won't tell you who the player is.
And that won't help. That won't help.
Right.
let me throw a name out there.
Dan B., not close. JB, incorrect.
No. Let me ask you this. How recent? Not recent?
The guy just went into the NFL this year.
You're kidding me.
I had to do a double take. I had to Google this three times.
Jackson Dart.
No. It's not Jackson Dart. Tolos, do you know?
We went into the NFL this year. Doug Flutie didn't go into the NFL this year, so that one don't count.
Yeah.
It's not Shador. It's not... Oh, my God. This year.
What if I told you
yeah?
that it is Shador?
Oh, my God.
Shador Sanders.
Really?
Shador Sanders.
You're kidding
holds the
me.
Career passer completion percentage record in college football at 71.4% completion rate.
That's insane.
That's absurd.
That's insane. I would have never guessed that.
We got two guys in college football who are right behind him who could maybe challenge for that record. Will Rogers at Washington this year, he is sitting at 69.5% completion. And Carson Beck is sitting at 68%
pretty good
completion. So there you go. Two guys that that could knock Shador Sanders off of that pedestal, Cole. Here's another guy. Maybe you've heard of Khalil Mack. You know who Khalil Mack is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty good player. Really good at getting a hand on the ball and knocking the ball out. Well, there's another Khalil. His name is Khalil Red Murdoch, who plays at Buffalo.
Is he related to Alex?
I don't think so.
Okay.
When you look at him side by side, you're like, there's no way those two are related.
Okay, gotcha.
He is six forced fumbles away from breaking Khalil Mack's record of forced fumbles in a season, in a career, which was 16. And Red Murdoch had 7 forced fumbles last year.
It's impressive.
So another one that's up for grabs. Here's one, Cole. Maybe you forgot this guy was still playing college football, but have you ever heard the name Burt Auburn?
No.
Kicker at Texas?
No.
I always loved it because it sounds like
Burnt
Auburn.
No, I hadn't.
And burnt orange is Texas's color.
Yeah.
Burt Auburn is now at Miami. Okay. A lot of people don't know. He transferred to Miami. That head of hair, man, it's going to be out to here in that Miami humidity. Burt Auburn has a chance to break the record for the most number of career field goals made.
Wow.
But he really need this is field goals, not PATs. They really need Miami's offense to stall out and give him a lot of opportunities. He needs to hit 34 more to break Christopher Dunn's record of 97 career
not bad.
Field goals. So there you go. Some other records that obviously we know aren't going anywhere. Barry Sanders, 1988 single-season rushing record, 26-28 at Oklahoma State. Penn State has 49 consecutive non-losing seasons. Don't think they're going to have a losing season this year. So there you go, Cole. Some records that are up for grabs this season.
A couple of them probably will be broken. Already, Diesel, 12 entries in this very first segment on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. JC is taking Florida Atlantic plus 14.5 over Maryland. JC, big news for you. That is the game I also took. So if it doesn't hit, don't blame me there. Scotty from BMW takes UCLA plus 5.5 to beat Utah. Buckeye Mike, Northwestern plus 5.5 over Tulane. Steve Squared is going UCLA plus 5.5 over Utah. Jacob in Spartanburg, LSU Clemson is the game. And he says LSU plus 4.5. He's taking the Tigers of Baton Rouge. Kevin Boggs, good to hear from you. He's going 14.5 FAU over Maryland. He said he likes your pick, Diesel, but had to follow Cole on this one. Kevin, I hope it pays off for you. I hope it does.
That was your first mistake.
Yeah.
Let's see
if we can get this off to a good start. Tolo Sean, good to hear from you. South Florida over Boise State, plus 5.5. Corn Chip says, give me Kennesaw State plus 17.5 over Wake. Michael in Simpsonville goes Akron, Wyoming, Akron plus 5.5. Let's see here. RJ goes UNC plus 3.5 over TCU. And then the very first one that you mentioned, play-by-play, JB, is going Baylor, going Auburn plus 2.5 over Baylor. Also, Tyler from the Berg gets in. He's going Cincinnati over Nebraska plus 6.5. How about that?
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. We didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday because we ran out of time. But Scott Satterfield's got to beat Nebraska, or his ass might get fired this year.
Tonight in college football, Tolo's a pretty good slate. I know it's not a Saturday slate, but still, yeah, it's not terrible. It starts at 5:30 with a top 25 team, Boise State at South Florida tonight. That game should be really interesting because we talked about this yesterday. Boise State only a 5.5-point favorite. And then after that tonight, you have two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 games tonight. Some local ones, Diesel, Elon, Duke tonight. Also, NC State in action tonight. Really, really, really interested to see what NC State does. They are hosting East Carolina. So, some local teams in action. Again, ECU, NC State, Duke, Elon. And then the rest of them, you know, we'll see. But a pretty good slate tomorrow as well, beginning at 6 o'clock. College football is back, and we talk to Jordan Kay of the State newspaper. It is the State's segment every Thursday at 3:22 p.m. It's rotated between Chapel Fowler, who covers Clemson, and Jordan Kay, who covers South Carolina. Last week, we talked to Chapel Fowler. So today, in about 3 minutes from right now, we'll be joined by Jordan Kay of the State newspaper to talk Gamecocks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, it's time to talk a little South Carolina Gamecocks. We are still getting you South Carolina fans here in the upstate ready for Sunday season opener in Atlanta against Virginia Tech. We go to the phone lines where we're joined by Jordan Kay, the state's segment every Thursday, 3:22 p.m. right here on the Fan Upstate, talking Gamecocks with Jordan Kay. Jordan, what do you expect the turnout to be in Atlanta, in the Benz, in terms of just how many Gamecock fans make the trip and also how many more Gamecock fans you think will be there than Hokie fans?
Yeah, I'm thinking there's probably 30,000, maybe more South Carolina fans. And wow. I don't know about Virginia Tech, maybe 15, 20,000. I'm not sure their alumni base in Atlanta. But last I heard, South Carolina was pretty close to selling out its allotment of 25,000 tickets. And then you got to think however many more thousand are just buying the tickets through, you know, a third party or StubHub or whatever. So, I think it's going to be pretty big. I'd probably think that at least 70-30 South Carolina, Virginia Tech, and then a few stragglers who just want to go see a football game on Sunday.
Jordan, I saw in Shane Beamer's media availability on Tuesday, he said the team was pretty healthy. Might want to check my sources to get the exact quote there, but pretty healthy doesn't mean all the way healthy. So can you give us any insight whatsoever on maybe any little nagging injuries that are going to hamper any guys on Sunday?
I haven't heard of anything too crazy. I mean, there's the three edge guys and Jaylen Brown and there's another freshman. Those guys, have long-term injuries, whether that's a couple weeks or the whole season, not quite sure. But, you know, they definitely don't have the depth they thought they would at the edge position. But other than that, no, there hasn't been anything crazy, which is kind of surprising for, you know, a team heading in after fall camp. So we'll see, obviously, if that changes on Sunday.
Jordan, the biggest news this week was about Razul Feijan and him being cleared to play right before the season kicks off. When you look at Sunday's matchup, obviously probably a few days ago, maybe a week or so ago, South Carolina, their staff started implementing the game plan for Virginia Tech. How much do you think Razul will be in the game plan and how much Gamecock fans could expect to see him on Sunday?
A lot. I mean, I think Oscar Attaway is still the number one running back on this team and is going to get the starting nod and the most carries. But Rasul Faison is going to play a lot. He's going to play early and get a ton of carries. And if he shows out, I mean, Mike Shula is going to ride the hot hand. So this is a running back group that I think is really top heavy with Oscar Attaway and Rasul Faison. But we've been hearing a lot of good things out of camp from Isaiah Augustave, the Colorado transfer. So they do have some pieces, and with Faison, you actually start to feel good about the depth of South Carolina's running back room, and I think he's going to be a big, big part of that. So, yeah, you're going to probably see him on the first drive of the play or the game.
Jordan, style-wise, body size, I mean, I know South Carolina Gamecock fans, they're familiar with Oscar Attaway, 220-pound guy, but style-wise, how would you compare and contrast Oscar with Razul?
I think very similar in a lot of ways. Guys that can get to the outside, can make plays happen, can find holes. But I just think Faison, just in the film we watched, was just his cuts were just so sharp and crisp. Mm. And, you know, sometimes it's tough to tell because, you know, I was watching Attaway against, you know, LSU or whoever, and Faison's going up against Colorado State. So it's not exactly a one-to-one thing, but just on his film, it was pretty clear how, you know, well he moves in traffic and how he can find holes and cut and juke guys out.
Kind of piggy-tailing off of Diesel's question, Jordan, when you look at the two backs, I mean, do you think South Carolina fans could expect to see one used more often in short yardage situations or one maybe just out in the open?
No, I think they're really going to mix and match these guys. I don't think there's, hey, this is the short yardage guy or here's the first and 10 guy. Like I think the idea is both of these guys can almost be interchangeable doing anything. You know, we saw Oscar Attaway catch a couple passes last year. Rasul Faison did that very well at Utah State. And so, you know, that could also be a big piece of this, you know, who exactly is the better pass catcher. Like, I don't know that I've seen enough to be able to say one way or another, but that might dictate a lot, too, of, you know, when guys are out there on certain plays.
Talking to Jordan Kay of the State newspaper, as we're going to do every other week during the football season. Can you go a little bit into Nick Harbor's decision to step away from track, focus 100% on football? How did that decision, you know, come to be? And at the same time, how much has that really amped up his development and readiness going into week one?
Yeah, like, this was not an easy thing for Nick Harbor. Like, if you remember, you know, when he was coming out of high school as a five-star prospect, like, his big thing in recruiting was, like, whatever school I go to, like, you've got to let me do track and football. And South Carolina let him do that. And, hell, he was fantastic in track, qualified for the Olympic trials. Like, his family loves track. This was, you know, arguably, like, kind of what he was just better at quicker was track. And I think after last season, a little bit disappointing in his numbers, and he's going into a year three when some people thought, you know, hey, he should be having, you know, I think when he came out of high school, people thought, hey, he's going to be in college 3 years and go to the NFL. And there was none of that talk. And I think he wanted to just say, hey, I got to give football my all. And so he doesn't do track in the spring, goes through spring ball for the first time in college, gets to work with Mike Furry for an entire offseason, and just watched him this fall in limited just routes. It's so much cleaner, so much crisper. It's night and day. And so you see what he did at the end of the last season, and you know that, and it's hard not to think that he's going to have a big season in 2025.
You know, it's really interesting, Jordan, for people out there hearing you talk about the transition from track to football. Have you heard anything from him when it comes to just the conditioning, getting into football shape? For somebody out there listening that might be a Gamecock fan that might really not understand why someone who dedicates so much time to track struggled in 2024 on the football field like he did.
There is part of what you're talking about. Like, he did have to lose weight for track, and then football season starts and he's got to gain it right back. But yeah, it's not even that. Like, he played mostly like defensive end in high school. Like, the guy like really was had hardly played wide receiver when he shows up. And then he shows up to South Carolina right in the fall as his freshman year. So he doesn't really, he's practicing for what, 1 month, 2 months. Okay. And then he goes right into track after that. Doesn't get a whole spring, then kind of just starts up. I mean, you can make an argument he's like really practiced wide receiver for like two falls. That's it in his life. And so imagine you're a wide receiver coach and need to just teach this guy the intricacies of playing wide receiver, running routes, getting out of breaks, just catching the ball. Like, these are little fundamental things that they just had to teach him and get him to perfect. And if he's out for an entire spring, it's hard to really hone in on those things. And so this entire spring and fall, they've been able to kind of work with him on all these little things. And then you're starting to really see it come together and click for him.
Jordan, both Cole and I are pretty high on this team, even though we know what they lost on the defensive side of the football last year. I think both of us predicted them going 8-4 this year. But if by the end of the season, South Carolina fans were disappointed in the result, let's say that's 7-5 or worse, what would you say would have been the Achilles heel of this team for most of the year?
Probably just losing close games. You know, I think you can kind of point, maybe you could point to the defense. If they win seven games, I would say, you know, the front did not surround Dylan Stewart with enough up front to really get to the quarterback. I mean, that's probably number one. Number two is the freshman wide receivers probably didn't progress as South Carolina thought. But also, like, I just think this team is going to be in a lot of close games, especially that stretch of like LSU, Oklahoma, Alabama, Ole Miss. And you look last year and they were pretty much like 500 in those games. Actually, a little better. You know, you beat Clemson, beat Missouri, lose to Alabama and who's the other one? Oh, Alabama and LSU, lose to Illinois. So, I mean, they're right around 500 in that. But if you have one of those, you know, years from hell where it's you're losing all those games and someone's always kicking a last-second field goal against you, I mean, that's just tough because I think the talent gap between South Carolina and a lot of these teams is going to be pretty slim, and they just have to pull out games as they did against, you know, Clemson last year.
We're joined by Jordan Kay, the state newspaper who covers South Carolina for the state. Jordan, the game within the game. We've talked about this a lot for Clemson LSU on Saturday night, but for Sunday in Atlanta, what game within the game catches your eye, fascinates you the most?
The Dylan Stewart versus Kyren Drones is going to be fun to watch. I'm really curious. Virginia Tech had an entire offseason to prepare for Dylan Stewart. And now let's see it. Are they throwing double teams at him? Are they having a tight end help on every single play? I mean, what are they doing? Or are they just rolling out Kyren Drones to the opposite side of Dylan Stewart? And Drones is a guy who, you know, I think some of the coaches are comparing him to Lenora Sellers, probably not as an overall quarterback, but athleticism-wise and running-wise. And it's going to be fun to see, like, hey, how does Virginia Tech kind of use this Lenora Sellers type player against Dylan Stewart? And that's going to be a fun matchup I am excited to watch.
Jordan, are you as bullish on this switch to the swoosh as some people are calling it? And can you do a quick power rank of the worst pieces of on-field apparel during the Under Armour days?
I don't know that I've seen enough to really have a huge take on it. I don't know the worst things that I've seen. And like Under Armour, I mean, they have put out decent jerseys. There were a lot of people saying last year, like, that throwback thing was awesome. No, I think it's a good move for South Carolina. Like, Nike brings a level of cachet and stuff like that. I don't necessarily buy into, like, I think Shane Beamer was saying yesterday that, you know, recruits asked about it. And like, I totally don't doubt that. I don't think a ton of people are making their college decision on whether it's an Under Armour or a Nike tool, maybe. But I don't see it. I think it's great for South Carolina. I think it's a better contract going forward for them. And you get a brand that, like, your players and coaches don't have to, like, apologize for. And I think that's a big thing of, like, they can walk into a living room and, like, feel confident. And they can tell a kid, yeah, we are Nike. Like, we are these things. That going to change a kid's mind? Maybe, maybe not, but, you know, it is a pretty good, you know, ground to stand on.
Well, Jordan, I'll say this. This show is unaffiliated Nike, Under Armour. If anybody wants to throw some sponsorship dollars at us, let's talk. But the most comfortable piece of golf apparel that I have, polo shirt, is an Under Armour shirt from a now-defunct university here in the upstate.
Golly.
Better than my dry fit. Like, blows it out of the water.
Wow.
That's good stuff.
See, I went to Arizona State, and so I kind of got in on the Adidas bandwagon. So I rock a bunch of Adidas gear. It is a crazy thing where, like, I moved to Columbia, and I've never seen so much Under Armour gear in my life. Like, what college you support and what brand they're affiliated with, like, it matters. It's crazy, the psychology of it.
Jordan, peeking over the fence at the rival for South Carolina, looking at Clemson on Saturday night, from someone who covers South Carolina on a day-to-day basis, your thoughts on what happened Saturday night in Clemson?
I think Clemson gets it done. I really do. I just think at Clemson, Kate Klubnik's coming back. Peter Woods is an absolute monster. And LSU lost a lot of its offensive line. And you've got this really big, physical, experienced Clemson front that I think is going to cause problems for LSU. And I think Klubnik can kind of make him pay on the other end. I got Clemson probably pretty close. But, you know, that'll be an interesting storyline if LSU loses going forward.
Find him on Twitter at JordanK_23. Jordan, can we get you to participate in our upset picks challenge? And I know this is kind of live on the air, and you don't know anything about it, but it's a weekly game where you try to pick a team that's an underdog to win outright. Can we get you to be a part of that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. Well, do this. I don't want to put you on the spot too bad, unless you're just happen to be ready to go. But your goal is to pick a betting underdog to win the game outright. And you can either give it to me right now, or you can text it to either Cole or myself, and we'll get you on the list.
Okay, they got to win outright.
Got to win outright.
I got to look a little bit.
Do it. Okay.
I'll text you.
And then it gets really fun, Jordan, later in the season, especially if you don't have any points, right? So like Diesel said, for every time you hit, for every time that team wins, you get that amount of points added to a rolling tally. So we'll keep track of it, and we appreciate you as always, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jordan. Jordan Kay, the state newspaper, always good stuff. And even the guy that covers South Carolina, Diesel, going with the Tigers on Saturday night.
That's a fascinating. And, you know, he doesn't have that affiliation. I didn't realize that Jordan was from went to Arizona State.
How about that?
That's awesome. When we come back, Cole, let's do a whip around the sports world, see what else is going on out there in our Daily Wires.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And just like that, we have Jordan Kay of the state newspaper's pick. Jordan is going with Toledo plus 11.5 on the road at Kentucky.
How about it?
I think he might be the first one to pick that game.
Toledo.
So that's a good one.
What's their mascot, like Bottle Rockets or something? What are they? Is that what they are?
It looks like something that travels up from the south. It's a rocket. It is a rocket. So he's taking Toledo plus 11.5. But not Bottle Rockets, no. Cole, let's see what's going on out there in the sports world in a segment we call Our Daily Wires, the buzz happening in the sports world. In case you missed it, the Braves are on a heater. They defeated the Marlins yesterday by a score of 12-1. They went long a lot in that game. The Braves are in Philly tonight, 6:45 first pitch. Cal Cantrell on the mound for the Braves.
Speaking of Braves, Matt Kraft's back in the stream for the first time
really?
In 6 months. Yeah, well, Braves Kraft, win, and he's back. How about that?
Did he forget that we have an upset picks challenge going on, Matt Kraft?
The Braves derailed Matt Kraft's entire watchability of Wire to Wire.
Okay.
Going for a spin. Speaking of Rockets.
Had the New York Knicks offered their head coaching job to South Carolina women's coach Dawn Staley, she said, quote, "I would have had to do it, not just for me, for women. To break that door open," she said on the Post Moves podcast with WNBA star Aaliyah Boston and former WNBA great Candace Parker. Quote, "I would have had to. It's the New York Knicks. I'm from Philly, but it's the frickin' New York Knicks."
Yeah. You know what, man? Who wouldn't think that? You know?
Right?
Like, who wouldn't think it if they were offered?
The Las Vegas Aces beat the Atlanta Dream 81-75 on Wednesday, tying a franchise record with their 12th victory in a row. They move into second place in the WNBA standings. As has been the case throughout their red-hot August run, the Aces were led by Asia Wilson with 34 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Teammate Jackie Young had her second triple-double of the season, 10 points, 10 assists, 11 rebounds.
You know, I think Las Vegas Aces might be my favorite sports team name mascot.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a good one. It makes sense. It's easy. Rolls off the tongue. I love it. Las Vegas. I might become an Aces fan.
How about
they have, like, apparel in the WNBA? Can you buy apparel for WNBA?
I think you have to make your own.
Okay, gotcha.
Gio Lopez will be the North Carolina Tar Heels starting quarterback on Monday against TCU when they kick off the Bill Belichick era. He announced that earlier, saying that Lopez has made good strides in adapting to the Tar Heels playbook since joining the team following the spring transfer portal window. Alabama will be without team captain and starting defensive tackle Tim Keenan III for Saturday's opener against Florida State after he suffered a high ankle sprain on Tuesday. Keenan is expected to miss multiple games. The Tide face UL Monroe in Week 2, Wisconsin in Week 3, and then have a bye week before traveling to Georgia for their SEC opener on September 27th. The game, Harvard versus Yale, will be played at Fenway Park next season.
Mm.
The second time the rivalry has moved to the home of the Boston Red Sox, November 21st, 2026, will be the 142nd meeting between the two Ivy League schools, the third most played rivalry in college football. Yale leads 71-61-8, including 3 straight wins.
You mean to tell me there's no racetracks up there to play at? You have to play at a football field instead? I mean, come on, what are we doing here?
Couldn't you do it in the corner at Pocono or something?
I wonder about Harvard and Yale. If you ever went to a Harvard-Yale game, I mean, would you become smarter just by being close to them, sitting near them?
Didn't they have like a Yale Bowl, the football stadium, way back in the day that was just massive?
Maybe
like back in the 20s, the Yale football stadium was gigantic. Even by, like, modern standards.
Do they check your GPA to buy a ticket? Like, do you have to? I just wonder. I mean, that's interesting. I'm probably too dumb to get in that game.
I'm trying to.
Sorry, sir. You can't come in. You didn't have a high enough GPA in college.
Right, right. Down here, all you need to do is be able to say the name of the team,
yeah,
and you're in. Let's see. Army going to begin selling alcoholic beverages at football games at Michi Stadium, beginning with its game Friday against something called Tarleton State. Army is the last service academy to not sell alcohol at football games. Air Force started selling beer in 2017 and Navy in 2021.
That's crazy. I didn't know that until I read that this morning and put it on the Daily Wires. But like the fact that they're the last service academy and that we still have teams out there like Clemson, you know, just started doing the same thing. I mean, it's crazy to think that money is being left on the table by a lot of programs.
Do you think they're going to let the Army cadets drink at the games?
I mean, how are you going to stop?
I wouldn't want to try to stop them.
Yeah, I don't know.
They would flank you. They'd block up the middle, and they'd flank around the outside, and they'd get to the beer line anyway. The New England Patriots bolstered their quarterback depth chart by claiming former Giant Tommy DeVito on waivers yesterday. To make room for DeVito, the Patriots released veteran wide receiver Kendrick Bourne after talks to trade him didn't come to fruition.
That just doesn't sound right. Like, I'm happy for Tommy that he got picked up. He's fun to watch. He's got that charisma. But Tommy DeVito, he only fits in New York, right? He just doesn't fit in New England. I don't like it. I thought he might get signed by the
Telling
the Giants
me there's no Italians
squad.
In Boston?
No, I don't think so. I don't like it. I don't like it. I know he didn't probably have to, he probably didn't have to move, right? But it's just something about that New York Giants. The New York Giants and Tommy DeVito. I don't know.
By the way, I was right. Yale and the Yale Bowl back in 1923 fit 80,000 fans.
That's a lot of fans.
That's crazy.
A lot
for
of fans.
Yale.
Yeah.
That's back when Yale was winning national titles, though. They were like one of only four teams actually playing football. The Detroit Lions are in negotiations with star edge rusher Aiden Hutchinson for a new contract. Despite having picked up his fifth-year option, GM Brad Holmes emphasized the importance of reaching a new deal with Hutchinson. The team is focused on securing a long-term agreement with him, who is under team control through the 2026 season. Jags cornerback and wide receiver Travis Hunter is healthy and will play in the season opener against the Carolina Panthers on September 7th. He and his wife also just welcomed a baby boy. Congratulations to them. He announced it in a YouTube video titled Dear Son, which you can go watch. It's on YouTube. The Asheville Tourists blew out the Hub City Spartanburgers yesterday, 13-8. Bad game for the Burgers. Maybe, Cole, we can get you to try this next Wednesday when we're on location.
Two Wednesdays.
At an Ingles, two Wednesdays. But the U.S. Open tennis is selling an odd combination of concessions.
Okay.
They're charging $100 for this. Chicken nuggets topped with caviar. Chicken nuggets and caviar.
I don't want caviar anyway.
Caviar's good.
No.
What do you mean? It's good.
No, I'm good. I'll pass on that.
And finally, our long-running national nightmare is over. The old-timer is back in the Cracker Barrel logo.
Yeah, I did. You know, that news broke. What, the evening before last? That is mm-hmm. funny. I think I talked about it in that very last segment on Wednesday, but they caved. They listened. They actually caved, but they said they listened to the people. Speaking of listening to the people, Diesel and I, it's time to sharpen our pencils or crayons for some of you out there and give our official score predictions for South Carolina and Clemson this weekend, how we see it playing out. And how you, Tolo, see it playing out as well. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.